Chapter 4. The Meeting. In the autumn of 1930, Edward went to stay with his friends, Lord and Lady Furness. This is how he described that weekend in a book called A King's Story. On Saturday, the weather was cold and windy. It was raining heavily, so we could not ride our horses. We decided to stay in the house and have an early lunch with some of Lady Furness's friends. At 1 o'clock, Wallis arrived with her husband. She was beautifully dressed, and she smiled all the time. She spoke with Lord Furness for a few minutes, and then Lady Furness brought her over to see me. "Sir, I would like you to meet one of my dearest and sweetest American friends, Mrs. Wallis Simpson." "How do you do, Mrs. Simpson?" I said. "Please, come and sit down." Lady Furness left us, and we began to talk. I could see that Wallis was not feeling very well. She had a bad cold, and her eyes were red. "I'm afraid that our English houses aren't very warm," I said. "We don't have American central heating here." There was a long silence. Mrs. Simpson turned her face and looked out of the window. Then she said, "You have disappointed me, sir." "And why is that?" I asked. "Because everybody asks me about American central heating. I thought that the Prince of Wales would talk about something more interesting." I began to laugh. "What's the matter, sir?" Wallis asked. "Have I said something wrong?" "No," I replied. "I'm laughing because you didn't lie to me. You told me the truth." "But why is that funny? Doesn't everybody do that?" "One day, I'll be King of England," I replied. "And people are afraid of me. If I say that the sky is yellow, they say, 'Yes, sir, you are right.' If I say that Wednesday is the first day of the week, they say, 'Yes, sir, you are right.' And if I say that Scotland is bigger than Canada, they say, 'Yes, sir, you are right.' But you told me that I was boring. You told me the truth. I like that." There was another silence, and then Wallis began to laugh. "Can I say one more thing, sir?" "Yes, Mrs. Simpson. What is it?" "It's your trousers, sir."
"My trousers?"
"Yes, sir. They are black, and your shoes are brown. These two colors don't look right together." I stood up and looked in the mirror. "Yes, Mrs. Simpson, you're right. I look very strange. The next time we meet, I will be better dressed." When lunch was ready, we walked through into the dining room. I sat at one end of the table, and Wallis sat at the other end. I was watching her very carefully. I thought how beautiful her hands were. She began talking to Lady Furness, and then, a few minutes later, she turned and smiled at me. I felt very happy. After lunch, Wallis came over to say goodbye. "My husband and I have to leave now, sir." "We're going to another party in London." I wanted to speak to her, but I could not find the right words. I don't know why. We shook hands, and Wallis walked away. I went into the next room and sat down near Lady Furness.
"Tell me about Mrs. Simpson," I said.
"What would you like to know?" she asked.
"Everything," I said.
"Then perhaps, sir, you would like to walk in the garden. We can talk more freely there."
We stood up and left the house by the back door. We walked slowly through the trees, and Lady Furness told me about Wallace.